Beautiful, gentle music, and looking outside, that white, fluffy snow that just floats to the ground like white feathers. Now, for me, and I know for all of you too, it's a wonderful experience. I've driven in whiteouts before, and they're kind of scary. And then to walk in them and to stand in the middle of it, I feel like a child, and I want more of it. You know, it's just wonderful. It's great. Roaring Fork Valley, this is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. And Senior Matters is part of our community. We are an organization that is a mission to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. We have programs that teach Tai Chi. We have bridge. We have had incredible activities that have support for Alzheimer's. We do Medicare and tax assistance programs, and on and on and on. Senior Matters has been around here at the 3rd Street Center for quite some time since 3rd Street was open and before 3rd Street. We've been around for about, where are we now, 2018? 9 years? 10 years? Some things I forget. Some things I remember easily. And speaking of that, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about boosting our brain power. Also, mind, body, spirit, and emotions. We have two incredible ladies here today that I know, one of them a little bit more intimately. But let me tell you about them. They are sisters. And they have joined together to create an incredible program that will increase our brain power and our cognitive awareness. I'd like to introduce Marty Barber, director and class facilitator of Boost Your Brain Power. Hello, Marty.
Hey, welcome. Diane. So nice to be here.
It's nice to have you. And Dia Lynn, assistant director and class facilitator. Is that
welcome? That's right, Diane. And actually, my full name is Diana, so I feel a kinship with you already.
Oh, good. Were you born in
1947, so I'm one of those people that needs this program.
Well, you know, age is a chronological fact, but, you know, as we are getting to these places as a senior, we're finding, you know, some of the things are not as smooth as they used to be as far as our thinking and how we were doing our lives and functioning. You know, one of the things I think is vitally important is, you know, from what I understand from you two beautiful ladies, you're teaching a cognitive program, and this is in partnership with Total Brain Health, which is a program developed by Dr. Cynthia Green. Who is Dr. Cynthia Green? And tell us a little bit more about the Total Brain Health program. Ladies, I'm giving it to whomever.
You do it.
You got that? Marty's passing buck to their sister.
So Dr. Green is a neuroscientist, and she's a clinical psychologist, and she's worked at Mount Sinai Hospital on the East Coast. I think they're based in New Jersey at this point. So she's had a lot of different positions there at Mount Sinai Disease Research Center. She was a co-principal investigator with several Alzheimer's disease clinical treatment trials. So she's very steeped in research having to do with dementia, Alzheimer's, and she's made it her specialty to work with holistic lifestyle preventative strategies. So out of her 20-some years of clinical research and practice, she's developed a series of programs, probably that she ran herself, and she's now making them available to people like Marty and I that want to bring those kinds of programs into a community like us.
Speaking of those programs and other, in communities, what other communities? How long has this been going on?
About 20 years. There's nothing exactly like this here in the Roaring Fork Valley. They're primarily out of the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So they work a lot in assisted living communities,
mm-hmm.
Facilities and that sort of thing. But Marty and I are, we have an enterprise license. So mm-hmm. that means that she and I are able to bring these programs into the community in general. And so we're offering them, well, first, our first contract was with Eagle County. We'd like to bring something into Carbondale and also Glenwood.
Okay, I hear you. Now, here's what I like to ask both of you.
Okay.
And I'm going to, okay, Marty,
okay.
A little information about you, your professional background. What brings you to the Brain Power Program? Why?
Why? I have an administrative background, but I always felt more like I wanted to work with people. And about 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to start helping to care for somebody who had Parkinson's. And it started a couple days a week and ended up 5 days a week until the day she passed. And it was a life-changing experience for me. And I realized that I just loved taking care of people, that that's what I was meant to do. And I then went to Hospice of the Valley and got my CNA. And then I became the volunteer coordinator. So that way I could use my administrative background in a way to help people in a bigger way than just one-on-one.
Hear you.
So, yeah, Diane and I have a real kindred relationship there. We have so many similarities in that. So I then went to Roaring Fork Brain Train after hospice, and it was in searching for a really good quality evidence-based cognitive program that I discovered the Dr. Cynthia Green's Total Brain Health.
Wow. I understand that when you find something that you feel akin to and it tells you how to experience your passion to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other connection is your sister. Now, dear,
where do I come from?
Well, I know where you come from.
Actually, I've been in these communities many times before, but I was in California for the last 20 years. So by profession, I'm a healer. I've been a professional Rolfing body worker mm-hmm. since 1977. And so I've been a very hands-on, one-to-one people person. But mostly I was working with strong, healthy people that just had physical ailments. And I've been co-trained in breath work, working with states of consciousness, regressive therapy. Also have training in iris diagnosis and nutritional counseling. So I've been really watching my own nutrition, and so I'm pretty well versed in that. Then when I was in California, I also took medical Qigong training. So now I know about Chinese medicine and Qigong and how to run energy. And as if that was not enough, I spent 10 years with the Church of Religious Science and became a religious science minister. So that put me in a position. I call myself a holistic healer, and I actually have a ministry that's called Spirit of Wholeness that is a teaching, healing, counseling ministry, and it's a church without walls. So because of my definition, I guess you might say, I can come to things like what we're doing here with Total Brain Health, and it's in line with my ministry. So I'm not practicing as a body worker anymore because I turned 70, you know, and I started having
Oh, you
some...
look marvelous.
it's you know,
you
it's nutrition.
You really are blooming still.
It's nutrition, it's body work, and it's a lot of emotional release and energy work. So I know that it's possible to regenerate cells, to heal, to transform ourselves. So this that Marty introduced me to, she also introduced me to caregiving with a woman in Aspen who has Alzheimer's. So I will say that working with neurodegenerative disease is not something that I've had a lot of experience with, but because of all the rest of my background and my understanding, it's been pretty natural for me to learn the science and hone my skills and adapt it to this program that's so nicely put together for us.
Excuse me, dry throat coughing. I think I'll go outside and open my mouth and let the snow fall in. The one thing you talked about was how you're bringing all of your skills, both of you, all of your skills, your knowledge, your spiritual energy to a program to help people, seniors primarily, increase their cognitive awareness. What are these classes? Tell me about a class. How many classes do you have? What is the intent and purpose?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say when you say seniors, most people think that starts at about 60 or 65. But the way that these courses were developed, it's designed for anybody 50 or older that is still cognitively healthy, which means you've got all your mental faculties in line. You're not in dementia already. People that want to learn specific skills and strategies in order to maintain what they have and even improve. So that's the big thing, is there's a huge population of people right now who are in that age group that really want to stay, you know, intelligent and healthy and strong and independent, and to prevent the onset of the dread disease, Alzheimer's, and dementia or Parkinson's.
And I also know that in our community, we are a senior community, there are those of us who have family members, mm-hmm. you know, and we're experiencing it through that family member. So it's not a disease or diseases or issues or anything that we're not aware of. You know, we're cognitive of them. You have classes. You've talked about a class. So give me an example of one of your classes.
Okay. There are several classes that we can choose from that have been created by Total Brain Health. And we chose for our first class something called Total Memory 1.0, because we thought that is what people seem to be really concerned about. I misplaced my keys, or, you know, I forget somebody's name. Those are all typical age related, but not necessarily dementia related situations. So we wanted to work on memory class first, and that's what we're teaching at Eagle County beginning January 30th. So we've been doing some introductory little mini classes sponsored by Eagle County. Thank you. And we've had some really nice success, and people are remembering the lessons. So we teach a little bit about the science behind it, and then we'll do some practical hands-on memory skill training.
Like what?
All right, so there is a model, they call it a blueprint, that Total Brain Health has put together, and it's, I like to say, holistic, because that's my background. So in any given class, we could be focusing on something that's physical to support your brain and nervous system function. Physical, like, you know, exercise, or we did one on diet, nutrition, breathing is one. And then there's mental things. So today we just did one on the brain and the nervous system. So that's expanding the mind, the mental aspect of teaching people things we didn't know before. So part of the program is learning new skills, learning how to pay attention, learning strategies to increase your memory, and, you know, remember names and such. And then there's an emotional and a spiritual component. So every class, because we bring people together that have a common interest, that's an emotional or a spiritual support for them, because socialization is one of the preventative things to be with other people. But we're also doing things like appreciation, appreciating what your brain can do for you. We did something on affirmations, giving yourself positive self-talk. So we try and mix it up and give people a little bit of mental, a little bit of emotional, a little bit of spiritual, a little bit of physical in any given class.
In your given classes, how many participants?
It's been from 6 to 13.
6 to 13?
Mm-hmm.
13. Wow. That's a pretty big class.
Yeah.
That's a lot of socialization. That's a lot of hands-on. one of the things about your class, you know, you said your first class, and you briefly described that. So your second class would have another intent and purpose to educate and help.
All right, so let me just be more clear about this. What Marty and I are doing presently, we've done 4 out of 6 mini sort of sampler classes that are at this point free to the public, sponsored by Eagle County. Mm-hmm. So anybody that comes to the senior program, their lunch, can come and just do this for free to sample what we're doing. And we've gotten kind of a core group that's interested. So we've had different topics each of 4 weeks, and we'll have 2 different topics in January. But what we're leading up to is an actual memory 1.0 class, where it's going to be like the full experience. And so each class has a different focus, but each class has something to do with stimulating the mind and stretching the mind and giving strategies for memory and how to learn, and something having to do with keeping your body healthy, and something that supports the emotional and the spiritual aspect of a person.
You know, you said free. Thank you, Eagle County, for the support of this program. What is the cost? First of all, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be a participant of the class starting in January.
Great. Wonderful.
It's a part of... my brain does pretty good. You know, I'm still walking this earth and I'm still thinking, but I do know that I can increase my abilities. And so I'm joining the class. The class, you have some schedule already working on it for January, I understand?
Yes, it'll be on Wednesdays, starting January 30th, going to March 6th. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. at the Eagle County Community Center, that is in Elgibel, right next to Crown Mountain Park.
Okay. That community center hosts a lot of senior activities. Good. This is a good identity. excuse me.
So the class is... subsidized by Eagle County. Thank you, Eagle County. And we are able to offer the class at $70,
okay,
which includes the entire 6 weeks plus a workbook. So $70 for a 6-week class.
So that's $70 for a 6-week class on the program that's starting in January.
That's correct.
And when you say that Eagle County is subsidizing it, does that mean you've got the facility free, that you can teach the classes in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've also helped us with some of our expenses, because we have to buy these programs. from total brain health. Mm. So that helps in order to make it more affordable to the public.
Okay. So by subsidy, we're actually allowed by Total Brain Health to teach classes in three different places within a year's time. So we would like to actually teach a couple other places. So what subsidizing is that basically Marty and I get an hourly wage.
Ah, so I hear you.
Yeah.
This is a business you girls have brought to our community. And yes, there is overhead. I hear you. I hear you. And you're new. There's also something else there about the program. Those people who are becoming a part of the program, maybe there would be a donor out in our community that would be willing to provide a scholarship for someone. That would help. Ooh, and with that idea, contact information. We only have a couple of minutes left. How can we get in touch with you, Marty?
We have a website, www.boostyourbrainpower.org. And my name is Marty. My phone number is 970-319-8829. And it would be Marty at Boost Your Brain Power. And Dia?
Well, I'm not going to give my phone number because it's from California and it'll confuse you. So Marty is the principal director and the business is at her home. So just call Marty Barber at the number she gave and look at boostyourbrainpower.org. And there's ways to register for classes there. So we're taking prepayments right now. We have a capacity of about 13 people around a conference table.
Okay. 13 around a conference table. You have that big a conference table?
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's incredible. Another history of life is the food service business and serving big events and dinner tables. I remember the 10s, but not the 13s. Ladies.
Thank you, Diane. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you. We look forward to having you in class and bring your friends.
I look forward to being there.
And support KDNK Radio.
Hey, that's a good one. All right. To all of my friends out there, thank you for sharing your time with us. Marty and Dia, thank you for sharing your passion and skills with our senior community.
And thank you for your interviewing skills, Diane.
Aha, thank you. Remember out there, the more you work your mind, the greater the cognitive reserve, and the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, dance, share life, live it up. And to all of my friends out there, Merry Christmas.
Merry
to
Christmas.
All of the little kitties out there, Merry Christmas. Life is good and filled with wonderful dreams of all things possible. I'm Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. Thank you, God, for the fluffy snow.
Thank you.